Chapter 1. A New Way of Looking at Life. Contrary to what many of our physical friends believe, life on planet Earth is at its all-time best, and getting better. This powerful and accurate statement is not only based on our observation of the intricate details of life on Earth, but also on our knowledge of the powerful laws of the universe and our understanding that all things are eternally expanding and improving. People often complain about modern life, stating that it lacks something they remember enjoying in earlier times, and they long to return to those eras or conditions. But we never look to the past for better times, for we understand that what's happening now and what is coming next will always contain the best that life has to offer. People often misunderstand their role in this magnificent process of eternal expansion, humbly seeing themselves as insignificant in the larger scheme of things. Some believe that God or some higher power has created all things, including them, and that now they're here on planet Earth working to achieve a more godly state or to achieve God's approval. Others have decided that the world is godless, and so they, therefore, strive to please no one. From our broader, non-physical vantage point, we understand the power, purpose, and value of the human being, the human mind, and the human thought, for we know that you are the leading edge of thought. We understand the value of the variety in which you're living and the purpose of the contrast that you observe. We feel the clarity that arises from your focus in your environment, and we revel in the expansion of thought that results from your exposure to your life experiences. We understand creation, and we understand the power of thought. You're not here in your physical body striving to achieve the non-physical, for you're not separate from non-physical. You are an extension, a leading edge extension of that non-physical energy. You're not here on planet Earth trying to get back to what is non-physical, but instead you're summoning the non-physical outward to where you are. And in that summoning, all that is expands, and your summoning is the reason for the expansion. Your every preference is heard and answered. As you live your life, aware of your environment and all its contrasting components, a natural process of clarifying your personal preferences occurs. Sometimes these preferences are so fully conscious that you speak of them in terms of your desires, and sometimes they're more subtle and no words are spoken, for these preferences happen at many levels of your being. Even the cells of your body are points of consciousness who are experiencing contrast and clarifying their preferences. In fact, everything around you, your animals, your trees, even your rocks, dirt, and dust, are actually pulsing living consciousnesses who are experiencing contrast and who have preferences. And these living, pulsing preferences have summoning power. In simpler terms, we like to say, when you ask, it is given. It is always given. It is given every time, no exceptions. When you or anyone or anything asks, it is given. And this simple process of exposure to experience, which causes consciousness to clarify personal preferences, sets a vibrational summoning into motion that causes the eternal expansion of the universe. When you realize that everything you see around you in your time-space reality is consciousness, and that every point of consciousness is having an experience in which its own preferences are born, and that every preference is heard and answered, then you must understand, as we do, that all is very well. You are a powerful, leading-edge creator. You're on the leading edge of thought, experience, and expansion. You're certainly not alone in this, for all that has come before you is aware of where you are, what you're doing, and what you're asking for. The non-physical aspect of this leading-edge you is experiencing expansion also, reveling in the new ideas, and joyously joining you as you continue to move into your powerful future. It is our desire that you remember all that you are so that you can enjoy this leading-edge vantage point in the way you intended as you decided to come forth into this physical body. You are not inferior beings in need of enlightenment. You are not insignificant particles in a vast, unending universe. You are not misguided or forgotten children trying to find your way home. You are powerful, leading-edge creators riding the most significant wave of expansion that has ever occurred. And it is our desire that you return to your conscious awareness of this so that your time in this physical body can be one of deliberate, conscious joy.